Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 12 after! I'm the talk show host, you can't tell. You think after 18 years I could do it, wouldn't you, folks? Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Just a little extra obnoxious this week because of the milestones that we're recognizing. 18 years on the air of our broadcast and 16 years of our newsletter, which we have not missed an edition every Sunday afternoon since 1999. And boy, howdy, couldn't have pulled this off at all. None of this would have been possible without the great members of our Brain Trust, and nobody is a perfect example of that more than our good friend Joanna Brandy, who in January will celebrate her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the people we turn to on a regular basis and have now for a long time to talk about branding and about taking care of customers and loving up your customers, but more recently about being positive. And she's been helping us with that a lot lately. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And you want to talk about being a positive energizer. Is that like the bunny?
It's kind of like the bunny.
Yeah?
It's kind of like the bunny.
What's a positive energizer?
A positive energizer is a leader that elevates, uplifts, and inspires the staff. And somebody that kind of lights the right kind of fire underneath.
They leave a happy trail. They leave a trail of happy people wherever they go.
There you go. They leave a trail of happy people wherever they go. I like that. I like that. Because I think that we really need to find a new way of doing things. You know, over the last, 2008, all I kept hearing about, is do more with less, do more with less, do more with. You know what? Do more with less is really stressing people out. So my new motto is do more with best, is understand the best that people bring to you. Understand what their strengths are, understand what they're good at, understand where their gifts are, and give them a lot of feedback around their strengths and encourage them to use their strengths to overcome anything else.
Yep.
I think there's enough evidence now that by trying to fix people's weaknesses, we don't make them feel good. So when you're trying to fix my weakness, and as much as, we appreciate that.
As good as I think I could be at fixing you, is that what you're saying? I probably shouldn't try.
You probably shouldn't try.
Especially since you didn't ask me to.
That's the best part. Very good, Jim. Very good. This is why we've been around together for 18 years. We work well together. But you know what? I think that is part of it, though, is that you see the best in people. I see the best in people. Why? Because we look for it.
That's the Pygmalion effect, isn't it? If you expect the worst of someone, you'll get it.
If you expect the best
of them, you'll probably get it.
They've
done studies of this. The Pygmalion effect. If a teacher has somehow had some kind of a predisposition about a child, they knew the family, or there something happened that, or some information came in that was somewhat, negative, I guess, about a child, or something that had nothing to do with the child. Maybe the teacher would find that in the child.
Yeah, because you see what you expect to see. There's a very, very famous experiment, I think it's called the Oakbrook experiment, where they took a bunch of the psychologist went into the school system. They took children's names at random off the roster and then told those children's teachers, this isn't just one class, this is several classes, and they went around and they told the teachers that those children had been identified as youngsters who would in this next year most likely bloom because they had latent genius tendencies or something like that. So the teachers, and this was straight across the board in different classes, every single one of the children that had been identified as a little genius that was just about to bloom, at the end of the year, had a higher IQ measurement than any other kid in the class.
Wow.
Because the teachers put more attention on them, and the teachers expected them to do differently and treated them differently.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm sure at a very unconscious level.
Oh, yeah.
I've been witness to this in the workplace where I have seen management, I'll just put it that way, management believe that someone is not going to make it, even though they hired them a coach and all that kind of stuff. But they had in their mind that that person wasn't smart enough or wasn't good enough or wasn't able enough or didn't know enough or whatever the thing was, and they didn't have confidence in that person. And no matter what that person did, they couldn't see it because they were too busy looking at, too busy wanting to be right about how they felt about it.
Well, you know, around here, one of the things about small business owners is we don't do a great job when we hire people. We don't spend enough time looking for the best candidate. We don't spend enough time vetting the people we hire. We don't spend enough time testing them and doing all that. We tend to bring on people quicker than we probably should. But there's one way to fix that. One way to fix that deficiency that I've learned. And that is when you hire someone, even if you're not convinced that they, you know, you wish maybe you'd done more for them. When you hire someone, if you make a commitment to yourself and without telling them to them, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, if they don't turn out well initially, I'm going to try to redeem them. I'm going to try to get them on track and give them the maximum opportunity to be successful. Bring them around and make them be the best candidate that I could have hired. If you have that attitude, I mean, isn't that kind of an energizer? A positive energizer kind of thing?
Well, if you do that by seeing what their strengths are and magnifying their strengths, that's a positive energizer.
As opposed to saying, if they don't work out, I'll just fire them.
As opposed to saying, if they don't work out, I'll just fire them, or here's what they're not doing right, let me fix them.
Right.
But I think, you know, as much as I can design a hiring system for a company, I think when I go to hire someone, I tend to hire someone who I like, which is what we generally do. I have a home office, so not only am I looking for someone that I like, but I'm looking for someone that energetically feels good in my environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sit and do my interview in my living room.
Yeah.
So I want them to, I want to feel them as someone mm-hmm. who I would invite over for a mm-hmm. cup of tea. You know,
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Check it out. Joanna Brandy and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.